Connecticut is preparing for a possible influx of people from out of state seeking abortions. This comes after a draft U.S. Supreme Court opinion leaked on Monday appears to overturn the landmark Roe v. Wade case legalizing abortion. Gretchen Raffa is with Planned Parenthood of Southern New England, and she says medical clinics that perform abortions in Connecticut will see increased traffic if other states ban the procedure.
People that become pregnant that need to access abortion and have the resources to travel will be able to do that. And then there are other people that won't have those resources that will be forced to carry a pregnancy against their will.
Right now, the waiting list to get an abortion in Connecticut is about 2 weeks. That could increase if over 20 states restrict or ban abortions if the draft U.S. Supreme Court opinion becomes official. Drafts can and often do change before they're issued. Hope you were able to get outside and enjoy some of that gorgeous weather today. You're listening to After All Things, WSHU's daily news update from the Connecticut, New York region. The 9/11 Victim Compensation Fund has somebody new in charge. Juneteenth is now an official state holiday in Connecticut. And now that the state has a budget, Lamont can shift into election mode. Those stories and more to come. I'm Sabrina Garone. The U.S. Justice Department has named a temporary replacement for the head of the September 11th Victim Compensation Fund. That's the federal program that helps survivors of the 2001 terrorist attacks. WSHU's Desiree Diorio has more.
August Flenchy will take over as interim special master of the fund while the Justice Department searches for a permanent replacement. Flenchy has been a lawyer for the federal government since 1998, and he's worked with the Victim Compensation Fund in the past. Outgoing Special Master Rupa Bhattacharya announced plans to step down last month after almost 6 years on the job. During her tenure, the fund processed about 40,000 claims and paid out $8 billion. Flenchy said in a statement that claims and payments will continue to be processed smoothly during the transition. Desiree Diorio, WSHU News.
Connecticut lawmakers voted unanimously to make Juneteenth an official state holiday. WSHU's Mike Lyle reports.
The House passed legislation Wednesday to establish June 19th as the 13th state holiday by a vote of 148-1. Juneteenth commemorates the day in which the last African Americans were freed from slavery in 1865. The vote did not come without a bit of controversy from Kimberly Fiorello. The Greenwich GOP state representative did vote in favor of the holiday, yet she made comments that touched on how the day was more of an American story and not a black one. That drew a strong rebuke from New Haven Representative Robin Porter and Stanford Representative Corey Pavis, who are both Democrats. State Representative Gail Mastrofrancesco of Walcott voted against the bill after raising concerns about the estimated price tag of $1.8 million to $2.3 million to give state employees the day off. The bill now heads to Governor Ned Lamont's desk for a review and signature. Mike Lyle, WSHU News.
Connecticut's two major party conventions will be held this weekend. What to expect from that coming up after headlines and a message from our supporter.
Support for After All Things comes from Hartford HealthCare. More COVID vaccine answers at hartfordhealthcare.org/vaccine or 833-621-0600.
Suffolk County has launched a pilot program to prevent sexual assault at Babylon schools and help survivors report abuse. The Crime Victims Center in Ronkonkoma will assign an advocate to each school in the district and train student ambassadors to recognize abuse and raise awareness. The New York State Attorney General and Suffolk County Police opened investigations after several former students came forward with claims of sexual assault at Babylon High School. Former Babylon teacher Timothy Harrison was indicted on rape charges last month. officials in Bridgeport say the city is not getting its fair share of state funding from the newly passed budget. As state lawmakers finalized a budget this week, Bridgeport Mayor Joe Ganim learned that nearly $4 million in state aid he'd counted on to balance a proposed $605 million city spending plan was not going to materialize. The city was expecting to receive $37 million in state aid. That's less than half of what Hartford is expecting and only about a third of what New Haven is expecting. The New York State Board of Elections says Republicans Rob Astorino and Andrew Giuliani have qualified for the ballot. Astorino is a former Westchester County executive and the GOP's 2014 candidate for governor. Giuliani is the son of former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani. It appears the GOP are headed for a historic four-way primary for governor. Astorino, Giuliani, and businessman Harry Wilson will challenge the Republican Party's official designee, Long Island Congressman Lee Zeldin. Governor Lamont and Connecticut state lawmakers have shifted their attention to re-election. Now that the state legislative session is over, the two major party conventions are this weekend. WSHU's Ebangu Dama reports.
Lamont says the state budget that was passed includes a historic $600 million in tax cuts. He says turning the state around proves he should be re-elected.
I think a lot of people appreciate that the state is turning a corner. I think a lot of people know that we're lurching from crisis to crisis, and we've at least stabilized the ship. I think there's a sense that we're beginning to make progress.
Republicans disagree. Senate Minority Leader Kevin Kelly says taxpayers would have benefited more from a $1.2 billion tax cut that had been proposed by the GOP.
Not only are we underwhelmed, but I think when this message gets out across the state of Connecticut, the people of Connecticut will be underwhelmed also.
Republicans look to highlight that message at their convention at Foxwoods Resort this weekend. The Democrats hold their convention at the Excel Center in Hartford. Ebang Udama, WSHU News.
For the latest news from Long Island and Connecticut, you can listen on the radio, of course, or online at WSHU.org. After All Things is supported by Hartford Healthcare. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast and for sharing it with your friends. If you like what you hear, you can help us out by becoming a member at WSHU.org. That's going to do it for me today. I'm Sabrina Garone. We'll talk tomorrow.